week right here on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment and everywhere, actually. Oh. What I hear, everybody is celebrating a brand new week.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Monday. It's Monday. Donna, you're crushing it with the calendar right
you.
Now.
Thank you.
You're doing really
I'm
great.
Fancy.
Sorry I didn't have your mic up earlier.
Oh,
I wasn't
that's
trying
okay.
to shade you.
Easter in. Did you guys have a good weekend? Oh, as I stretch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry for asking.
Finishing mowing my lawn.
You got to it, did you?
I
good.
Did.
I mowed mine as well.
Nice.
Wasn't the total highlight.
What was
what
your
was
total
your highlight?
Highlight?
I see what you're doing.
Oh, you guys don't have to ask.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
I surprised the kids. We have a puppy.
No!
What?
There's a puppy downstairs right now.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
We've been hiding it from them and you for weeks.
No, you haven't.
There's a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier named Rex downstairs.
I love Wheaton Terriers. They're so cute.
The kids had no idea. We went out to the to the breeder on Saturday and told them that we had to run errands. And then we came back and got them at my sister's house. And we said, hey, we're going to do a scavenger hunt. Just a fun Saturday scavenger hunt for no reason. And at the end, there's a surprise.
Oh, cool.
And our neighbors were so cool. They were like, hey, we'd like if you want us to help, we would love to help. We can you can have cards at our house. So we wrote up cards. They went all around the neighborhood. And then at the end, they had the big reveal of, you know, what? Like, this has been really fun, but it's done. The scavenger hunt is done, but what's waiting inside will bring joy for
Look
years to come.
Look at their faces. It's so cute on your Instagram page.
I just posted the video. Yeah, it's really,
Is it going to make you cry like the walking video did?
You know, there is. I have to tell you, first of all, in iMovie, I just found out that you can now use royalty-free music. They really expanded their library.
Oh.
So I have fun music at the beat. Because it used to be like 9 choices that you had. And now you have all, the, like, including like Hans Zimmer. You could put a Hans Zimmer score to it. So there's scavenger hunt music. Don, I don't know if it'll make you cry. It kind of makes me want to cry when it shifts to the music as the reveal happens. Because then the music changes and Grayson is holding his little sister's hand.
Oh,
and then they
gosh.
Turn and their faces are just.
Of course it will.
They were so, so surprised and then just so happy the rest
that's
of the
so
day.
Fun.
So that's why we were watching like Marley and Me last week. A few weeks ago, we watched A Dog's Purpose.
So you knew all this was happening.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
That's why we. We watched, oh goodness, what was it? Zach George dog training videos. I just read through his whole book, Dog Training Revolution.
Wow.
And wanted to be, you know, as prepared as you can be. I realize it's kind of like when you have a baby and you read what to expect when you're expecting. It's good. It makes you feel a little more confident. It helps to erase some questions.
Training's
but ultimately,
gonna be fun.
Yeah, ultimately, still, you then have this living, breathing thing that has. Isn't exactly seeing eye to eye with you. So we worked this morning. We had our first training session this morning working on sit. And we had some progress. We had minor progress.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's all in the hand motion, too, and the treat.
Yes, I've been doing luring. So I'm luring the dog, trying to get them just you, like, slowly bring it back over their head. And then they're naturally, they'll just sort of sit down. And then you give them a treat and say, yeah, sit. Like, understand the thing that you just did is called sit. And when you do it, you get a treat. But we got like 4 or 5. And then he was like, I'm going to lay down.
So, yeah. Okay. So that's enough for today. No, how did you go and decide on Rex?
We decided on Rex from we had a variety of things. So you have to understand, back in April, we first started entertaining the idea. My wife surprised us all and said, just so you guys know, I've turned the corner and I'm excited about us getting a dog someday. And then the plan was like next summer was kind of the earliest. We started flirting with the idea, though, during quarantine, right? And it was like, I don't know, maybe. So
perfect.
I called a breeder back in April, got on a waiting list, and then never really thought anything of it. So back then, we went through girl names because we thought we'd get a girl dog. And we were like, oh, we like Ruby. So we had landed on Ruby for a girl. So a couple weeks ago, when Lou and I had gone out to the breeder and picked Rex, we were like, you know, guys, what was that girl name? Oh, it was Ruby. Okay, what if we get a boy dog, though? We may as well. We got time to waste. Let's come up with a boy name. So then we went through. We had Cooper. We had Griffin. We had Remy. And Rex were the final two. But Rex just ended up winning out. And he's got a thick canister to him. He just seems like the kind of dog that will grow into a Rex.
That's awesome. Everybody's getting puppies.
Everybody's getting puppies. By the way, the Facebook question, Donna, that I sent you is a fake. I've already communicated with Hannah. We'll do that one on Wednesday.
Okay.
Our Facebook question today is, what puppy advice do you have for me? I'll take anything you've got. I know we have a lot of dog lovers, puppy owners, dog rescuers, all of that. So any dog advice that you would like to share.
That's great.
Do it on our Facebook page.
You know, you're going to have to decide now. If you let him on the furniture, he's always going to be expected to be allowed on the furniture.
The breeder kept saying, you know, as they give the dog to you during your pickup day, he was going through that kind of stuff. He was like, today is the day that you begin to have the dog adapt to your lifestyle. So you have to figure out what you want that life to look like with your dog. And the rules that you set now are really important. What I've learned, Donna, did you have Max as a puppy?
No,
Have you had a puppy before?
Nope.
Okay, so you've done rescues.
Yep.
Right?
Always seniors.
So here's what I...
I love seniors.
That's beautiful.
Don't take the seniors.
I know. I adopted, the last cat was 17.
Oh, I just... Wow, you just went all in.
Yeah.
Wait, was 17 when you adopted it?
Yeah, the cat was 17 years
old. How long did it live until?
18 and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hard.
Oh, well, God bless you for doing that. Well, here's what I've learned about the puppy end of the spectrum. The first 8 weeks, it seems like, is a really critical time in establishing what you want normal to look like for your dog. So, for instance, what I've read, and I'm sure plenty of people will give me advice and tell me things that you know, but if you come across a skittish dog, the chances are that it may have been raised in a way, it may have been kept in a crate for a long time without any sort of social engagement, not like crate training for housebreaking, but just sort of left over. They say the first 8 weeks of socializing your dog, getting it to meet as many people, big people, small people, bald people, people with hair, glasses, no glasses. You ever have someone, who they say, oh, he doesn't do good around men, or... Oh, he just doesn't, I don't know why people with hats freak him out. Yeah. Small children.
Hats.
Oh. They say just greet the dog with as many varieties of people as you can, places as you can.
And dogs.
Sights, sounds, and animals. Safe animals that you know are vaccinated. So we've begun that. We did the surprise. We stayed inside for, 15 minutes as the kids were just loving on the dog. And then we went outside. And all of the neighbors had sort of been waiting on their front porches for a go-ahead. Within his first 5 minutes outside, there were no less than 20 people in our backyard coming through for a parade of saying hello to the dog. And he did great.
Good.
And he did great.
Such a fun time.
You might want to lawnmower test him too.
Yeah.
Those kinds of noises that he's going to hear in the neighborhood regularly. The dishwasher, the washing machine, all that stuff.
They blow dried him on Saturday, so he's used to the sound of a hairdryer, which is good, because Daddy uses a hairdryer. By the way, fun fact, Kelly Hansen, Twin Cities Live reporter, got a puppy on Saturday.
Oh my gosh!
Yes.
And did you see the list of, we had an email come out with all the people who got puppies, or it was during our meeting.
Yes.
And people were just puppy after puppy after puppy. It was just so cool.
I guess this is the time, if you're home a lot, it's the best time to get a puppy.
And we figured we have a 10-month-old right now who is a puppy, pulling things down, get that out of your mouth, all of that. And so our final decision was, we don't want to get out of this phase and then next summer enter this phase again.
Right.
So we figured just bring it on. So
Lou's
downstairs with a puppy and a baby right now.
Yep.
I'm sure everything's going fine.
I'm sure. Nothing to worry about here. Congratulations, Steve. That's really exciting.
Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome. When we come back, you want to do some things that make us go, huh?
I've got a whole bunch of them. Do you know why we call the word turquoise turquoise? Where it comes from? You're about to find out. That and other useless information we will share with you next on The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Good morning and welcome back to The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk, 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, I hear we've got a big announcement coming up on Wednesday morning. Steve, you know about this, Steve?
No.
Well, you're
the
gonna...
announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yep. Project Down and Dirty.
How are they even doing it this year?
I don't know.
Home edition. We're going to be home. We're going to be doing something together virtually, I'm
cooking
assuming.
Cooking class.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Or singing and dancing. Learning another dance and doing it in our living room, Donna. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I want to quit.
No, Donna, no.
I hate that.
No.
Honestly, I mean, seriously, of all years, couldn't they have just canceled? This is the year. This
no,
is the year.
We have to raise money for charity.
We could have done a telethon. We just
give us
hey,
a call.
Give us a call. Yeah, yes. Donate now.
Right.
Without putting us through the pain. That was one of the silver linings of this pandemic. We
I
thought,
agree.
All right, well, PD&D ain't going to happen.
Exactly. Dawn, do you have any intel?
I don't. We actually just found out through social media that we had an announcement. We didn't even know. Oh. So Jason called B. Arthur and said, it's fun to learn things about what's going to happen on our show.
Right.
On the internet.
Through Twitter.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Well, there's something to not look forward to.
Everybody loves turquoise.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good color.
Good.
Love it.
It's based on the word Turkish. Why? Because it described the color of the Mediterranean Sea. Ooh. Off the coast of southern Turkey.
That's fun.
That's cool, right? That totally makes sense. You know what that is? Silt. Silt. S-I-L-T.
Yeah,
you ever see a picture of water and you're like, whoa, that's insane? You'll get that a lot, like in parts of Alaska and stuff. And it's because silt, it's runoff from like the ice and the mountains and something else. Silt.
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 Silt. Okay.
Mort Walker is the name of the guy who created Beetle Bailey. Everybody remembers Beetle Bailey, the comic strip?
Sure.
And High and Lois.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, he is the one responsible for coming up with the idea to use random symbols like exclamation points and hashtags.
For swearing?
To represent swear words.
Oh, you're kidding.
And there is an official term for that, and we will all learn it together. The term is Grawlix, G-R-A-W-L-I-X, Grawlix. Silt.
Well, I wonder why it's called Grawlix.
Mm.
Did he make up that word, too?
Mm.
Mort Walker. Epic names in human history.
Mort Walker.
I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Mort good, is a good name you don't hear a lot.
Mortimer.
Mort.
Tinsley Mortimer.
Mort would be a good dog name, actually.
Mort.
Hey, Mort. Come here. Herb.
Herb. That is good.
If you chose Rex, don't try to change it
now.
Yeah,
Rex
that's right.
is
no,
good.
Rex is good.
Your
we
dog
like
looks
Rex.
Like a Rex.
He's just, and by the way, this dog, this puppy, will look, many puppies, like if you ever have seen a puppy pug, they just look like a shrunken down version of a pug.
Yeah.
If you would see what this dog will look like when it grows up, it will look nothing at all like it looks as a puppy. A soft-coated Wheaton Terrier goes through a full transformation by the end of year two. It will be largely entirely white or cream colored.
Oh, cute.
You can
They're
grow
so
long
cute.
Hair, long. You can do Bieber bangs, a long beard. You can make them look like Gandalf.
Could look like a Schnauzer.
Could look like a Schnauzer. Like a Scotty dog.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, it's a cute dog.
How about this about college basketball players? Don, I know you like shooting hoops at the park. Throwing balls, as you once said.
Mm-hmm.
You'll like this. College basketball players are not allowed to have a jersey number that includes a 6, a 7, an 8, or a 9. Did you ever notice this?
No.
The reason is because after a foul, the refs signal the player's number to the scorer's table with both hands, and small numbers make it easier, as opposed to if you had to say, like, 56.
Oh, my gosh.
24
or...
is easier.
Right, because you could use both hands.
Isn't that interesting?
For one time. Yeah, these are really
these
good.
Are good.
These are good today.
These will go get worse as the week goes on.
Okay. No doubt.
In the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme, there's no mention of him being an egg. That's just how he's evolved to look in pop culture.
Really?
He could have been a slender man. Not slender man, but a slim person.
Okay, wait. Humpty Dumpty.
And he's always just like an egg in a suit. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. How does it
all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Huh.
Does he look like an egg there? Like an egg wearing a suit? A business suit? Like an egg on the way to, you know, close on a house?
to close on a house.
I have not looked at him. Now I have to
Yeah, he always he always is very buttoned up.
And by the way, Steve, I did that off the top of my head. Did you think I was reading it?
I thought you were reading it.
No.
Wow. You are, Mother Goose.
Yeah, he looks like an egg.
What's an event that you wish people got dressed up for still that we don't anymore? You know, because people used to get dressed up to close on a house.
Taking a flight.
Taking
that's
a flight.
Exactly my answer. Yeah. People just come in their PJs.
Pajama pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very disrespectful.
Well, you would have done a gown. And now we're coming down. Take a look at this center runway. This is just gorgeous here.
Or going to Walmart even.
Right?
Or just to the store, just going out in public.
Yeah.
Like, put an effort in, people. I wouldn't,
how
I don't
hard
even
is
think
it
I
to
would
put on a pair of jeans?
Yeah, or leggings, anything. Yeah. And if you're wearing leggings, make sure you have a long shirt on. Ain't nobody want to see that.
Ain't nobody want to see that crack. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
They're creepos. Yeah. I'm just looking for more peanuts.
Oh, my God.
I have something. Oh, by the way, if you look at an old picture of a baseball game, like at Fenway Park, people just in suits, pea coats, and hats.
Oh, yeah. Pea coats.
Pea coats. What's a petticoat? Petticoat.
Isn't it a long, like, duster-looking thing?
A petticoat is like a ruffle thing that goes under your dress.
Oh,
it's like, makes
really?
The dress stick out.
Petticoat Junction. Remember that one?
Like a Western.
Okay.
Shakespeare invented the name Jessica in The Merchant of Venice. Shakespeare created the name Jessica.
Wow. Those are good, Steve.
I'm done.
5 out of 5 Gary's for you
today. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, there is a new record for most Emmy wins for a comedy series. I will tell you which show swept that category when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Hey, welcome back. Appreciate you guys listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's Donna and Steve, producer Don McLean.
Hello, Don.
Did you guys watch any of the Emmys last night?
No, I forgot they were on.
I did too. And
it's
then
that kind of year.
Yeah.
I was watching Big Brother.
That's still on, huh?
Hey, oh, yeah.
We got months left, girl.
Oh, no. Months?
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Just a lot of people left in the house.
Oh, man. You liking it still?
Love it.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Everybody's got their show, you know?
That's great.
Yeah.
So I caught a little bit of it. My friends were texting me because the show that I love so much won pretty much every award there was. I will tell you who that is right after we listen to Jimmy Kimmel's opening remarks.
Well, hello and welcome to the pandemies. Wow, it's great to finally see people again. The big question that I guess we should answer is, why would you have an award show in the middle of a pandemic? No, seriously, I'm asking, why are we having an award show in the middle of a pandemic? And what the hell am I doing here? This is the year they decide they have to have a host?
Right. Good point. Funny. So, the show that swept the Emmys in the comedy category with 9 wins was Schitt's Creek.
Whoa.
Listen to everything that they won.
For outstanding directing for a comedy series. Andrew Civadino, Daniel Levy, Schitt's Creek.
Outstanding writer for a comedy series.
Daniel Levy, Schitt's Creek.
For outstanding supporting actors in a comedy series, Daniel Levy, Schitt's Creek.
For outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series, Annie Murphy, Schitt's Creek.
For outstanding lead actor in a comedy series, Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek.
Oh.
Outstanding lead actress in a comedy series.
Catherine O'Hara, Schitt's Creek.
Yay!
Her outstanding comedy series, Schitt's Creek.
That theme over and over
I just, I love this show. This makes me so happy because I don't really think they've won anything.
Zero.
Until their very last season.
Zero
This is the power of
Emmys.
Netflix. People discovered it on Netflix.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, just such a sweet show. Dawn, do you watch it? Or did you watch it?
I do not.
It's such a sweet show. Steve, I really think you would get a kick out of it.
Because I know. We've watched a couple episodes. And, you know, remember, like, first season started, it was a little slow to start.
Yep. Yeah, I tapped out after half of an episode.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I think I tapped out after two. And then I had so many people saying, Donna, you will love this show. You will love it. I was getting tweets. Friends were telling me. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to stick with it. And it just turned out to be a show that has like so much heart, and it's, you know, about family and friendship and community, and it's out there and quirky, and it's created so many little pop sayings, you know. Yeah. Just
that's the ooh Daniel, ooh David.
Yes, David.
Yeah,
yes. So I mean, it just somebody just gave me, one of my friends just gave me dish towels with a couple of quotes from the show that just made me laugh. I won't even tell you guys because you won't get it. But anyway, so congratulations to that show, Schitt's Creek, for winning 9 awards. David Letterman came on. He read some old jokes, Steve, from when he hosted in, I think, 87.
Oh, wow.
Here's a little bit of him.
Hi, I'm Dave Letterman. This tuxedo, the last time I wore it was in 1986 when I hosted the Emmys. Here's what I found in the pocket. These are jokes from the 1986 Emmys. I'm going to read them. They're going to be a lot of fun. 1986. What a great looking crowd. So many stars, so much cocaine. Is this the Emmys or the Mets locker room? Neil Diamond is nominated tonight. Neil, where'd you go for that spray tan? Chernobyl? 1986. Oliver North and Angela Lansbury have a new show this fall on CBS. It's called Trading Arms for Hostages, she wrote. Killing it. Quality comedy is timeless.
Oh, man. That's the Dave I miss.
Oh, gosh. I miss him.
I do, too. And
boy, I just shave. It felt like such a great end to the night. If you were watching Letterman, you just were transported to the big city of New York. It was just great.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that.
So good. I love him, like, throwing the cards.
Yes. And the glass break sound.
So funny. So funny. Another highlight was Tyler Perry's acceptance speech when he was presented with the Governor's Award.
When I was about 19 years old, I left home and my grandmother, she gave me a quilt that she had made. This quilt was something that I didn't really care for. It had all these different colors and these different patches in it. I had no value in it at all. Many years later, as I was walking past one of those fancy antique stores that I could finally go in and shop, I saw in the window a quilt that looked just like the one that she had given me. It was made by an African-American woman who was a former slave, and each patch she had put in represented a part of her life. One part was from a dress that she was wearing when she found out that she was free. Another part was from her wedding dress when she jumped the broom. I stand here tonight to say thank you to all of the people who are celebrating and know the value of every patch and every story and every color that makes up this quilt that is our business, this quilt that is our lives, this quilt that is America. Because in my grandmother's quilt, there were no patches that represented black people on television. But in my quilt, her grandson is being celebrated by the Television Academy. I thank you for this. God bless you.
Whoa.
Thank you.
That's really so sweet.
So articulate.
Him.
Well said.
Wow.
Jeez.
Took time.
Oh, he's such an introspective human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Every time he speaks, I just get so moved by him.
Mm. And he's a billionaire, right? Didn't he just cross a billion?
I believe so.
It's just really fascinating when you think Madea.
I know.
Turned into an empire.
I know. And what's so funny is that his movies are just so kind of goofy, but he's so poised.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and just such a great speaker.
Right.
He's just so sweet. I love him. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel honored the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg 2 days after she passed away at the age of 87. He said, on Friday, we lost a great American. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a compassionate and tireless champion of equality and justice who said her legacy was to make life a little better for people less fortunate than she.
Hmm.
And he did that right before the In Memoriam tribute. Gosh, that was really, really sad.
It
that
was.
One got me pretty good.
Something that was just amazing that I read about her is that she had a baby in 1955 and then went to Harvard Law in 1956.
Dawn, you
with
have
a one-year-old baby. Oh, my gosh.
You have to, if you haven't seen it yet, two really great movies on her, On the Basis of Sex.
Yes, I have actually a girl I know who was in that.
Oh, my gosh, really? Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a really good movie. And then the documentary, I think it's called, it's either just RBG or Notorious RBG.
Yeah, RBG. Yes, yeah, I've seen both of them.
So good. Yeah, so good.
Great. There's a great, there's this quote by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So good. And it says, I think we understand that for the court, speaking of the Supreme Court, for the court to work well, we have to not only respect, but genuinely like each other. Mm-hmm. And think about how profound that is, because think of the different opinions and deeply held beliefs that the people on the Supreme Court have. They are, I mean, deeply opposed to some of their beliefs. Right. They look across the court and someone has a totally different view on pick a hot topic issue. There's someone who deeply disagrees or sees it in an entirely different way.
Yes.
Yet.
Yes.
They exist not only by just respecting one another, but putting in the extra effort to genuinely like each other.
Right.
In the midst of that process. And that's how they're able to, you know, try to get things done. I thought
she's
that was really
good pals with, I can't remember the guy's name, but somebody who's completely,
like, deeply conservative, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. And
that's
they were
a good
like,
lesson for all of us.
They're like best friends. And yeah, I can't think of it right now. But yeah, for sure. I got to read what Dolly Parton posted, okay? She wrote, she was small in stature, but even the tallest looked up to her. Her voice was soft, but her message rang loud and clear and will echo forever. Thank you, RBG. Rest in peace. Respectfully, Dolly Parton.
Hmm.
Isn't that sweet?
And I remember, too, I can't help but remember right when SNL did their first quarantine show, Kate McKinnon was doing RBG and her like at home workouts and how she's staying fit during quarantine.
It was so funny.
I think she was like lifting straws or something like that. It was just so funny.
She wrote something very moving too. She said, playing her on SNL was a profound joy because I could always feel the overwhelming love and gratitude that the audience had for her. It was one of the great honors of my life to meet Justice Ginsburg, to shake her hand and to thank her for her lifetime of service to this country. Isn't that sweet?
Aww. That's really nice.
I love that. And also, in the one of the movies, in RBG, they're actually the movie makers are showing her Kate McKinnon playing her. She's so cute. She's just sitting there and she's super quiet and she's looking real close and she's like,
Yeah, just little, yeah. Yeah, really cute.
Oh, so cute. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, on that note.
Well, we got to do the rest of it. We're on till noon.
All right. All right. I'll stay. I'll tell you what. I saw a couple of things on TV over the weekend. And I have to say something about them. Okay?
Okay.
I saw the weirdest thing during a Major League Baseball game.
Very weird.
So weird. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Does it involve Fenway Park?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll tell you what it was. And if you see something, say something, coming up next on My Talk 107.1. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and this.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Okay, before we get to this, the person I was thinking of is Eugene Scalia.
Oh.
Who's friends with,
right.
Who was, they were good friends because there is an article that I will link up on our show links page about what we can learn from Ginsburg's friendship with my father, Anton Scalia. Not my father, but that's the title of the, that's the headline. So written by.
You know, you said Eugene Scalia
Eugene.
Because you cannot, is that his full name? Or are you still thinking of Eugene Levy winning at the Emmys from Bleeps Creek?
I believe that's his name.
Is it Anton?
I think.
Or is it Eugene Anton?
Anton. I think it's Eugene Anton.
Are you just thinking of Bleeps Creek?
No, but I'm looking at it. Opinion. Oh, this is by Eugene Scalia, the son of Ant. Yes, you are absolutely correct. It's Anton Scalia. And Eugene Scalia is the person who wrote the story about their friendship.
Is this Scalia? Is it just Scalia?
That's yes. Right.
I only have an hour's sleep, but I just didn't.
You say Scalia, I say Scalia.
Did you hear her? Scalians. I only had an hour's sleep, but even I know. It's
no,
Scalia.
No,
did you
I bet that? I might have misheard.
You're right, it's Scalia.
Or it sounds, my brain is wrong.
Which Scalia is, sounds like something you would order, Scallions. Like on a menu. Yeah. Oh, the Scalia.
Is it, we're going to go back Scalia? To that Despacito.
There's a very popular song, Despacito.
Everybody knows it.
Everybody knows it.
That was Sean Hannity who missed
Despacito. Okay.
Oh my gosh, listen, yes, Scalia.
And there's a good example in the name of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Fair and balanced. Let's be friends with our enemies here. Joe Biden did a weird thing by playing Despacito. he went total uncle mode. Have you heard this song? And then Sean Hannity went from the other side and totally butchered the name of it. Despacito.
Yep. Yep. You know, that is a common name in New Jersey. We don't say Scalia. We say Scalia.
Scalia.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Is it an Italian name?
I guess.
Italian.
Don't know, but I know. All right, here's what I saw. Yeah. Okay, a couple of things. So I'm watching, and don't ask me why I was watching this, but the ball game happened to be on. I think it was the Rays and the Reds.
Ball game. Don't try to slide that past us.
Isn't that what it
the
is?
The ball game.
I'm watching the ball game.
I'm watching the ball. Yeah, the ball. Hey, Donna, what are you up to? Yeah, I'm watching
what
the ball,
ball
game.
Baseball?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the Reds and the Rays.
Okay.
So this isn't Fenway. I had.
Oh no! There was something that happened at Fenway Park where there was a guy who got into the stadium one lone guy, and then he was yelling from behind the Green Monster, their famous outfield wall. Is that not what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about the third baseman. What's his name? It's something Suarez. Okay. I think it's Eugene, actually.
Is it? No, it's not. Eugenia. Is it really?
Yeah, I think it is.
Eugenia.
Oh. Eugenia Scalia. I almost said Scalia. Oh my God, I'm tilt-danding. The broadcasters were interviewing him while he was playing the game. Like, the game is in progress.
Huh? Really?
It's the game. The balls are being hit, and they're talking to the third baseman.
No.
That's pretty great.
I'd be like, I'm a little busy right now, and I'm being paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So can we just hold off on this interview for a sec?
Yes. I think he played for the Reds, and it's Suarez. Eugenio Suarez. Boy, that name is just
so he's on base. He's running.
He's on base. He's catching, and they're talking to this guy, and his wife just had a baby, so they're talking to him about that. And I mean, you could barely hear what he was saying back, but I'm like, what is this?
Wow.
That's the strangest thing. So that's the first thing I saw.
That is weird.
So weird. The second thing I saw was also on TV, and you know how you hear these stories of people spotting something on a newscaster and then it saves their lives?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm watching Watch What Happens Live on Bravo with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something does not look right with him.
Did you save his life?
No, but I want to.
She's telling me this morning she wants to email him. I'm like, I don't know if we need to email Andy Cohen.
Does he have a thyroid problem? Does he have a goiter?
That's what I'm wondering, because I texted Steve some pictures
of and I thought that there was a hickey on his neck. Oh. I thought there was a hickey.
Can I get one? Why aren't you texting me too?
Oh, I'll text you. Okay, here it comes. And maybe I should post it, but I mean, I feel like this is so personal. But he has what looks like his Adam's apple is missing.
Missing.
That's what it looks like to me.
Maybe he left it. Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
And I do we have previous pictures of him with a more prominent Adam's apple?
I don't know.
Maybe it was a shadow.
Maybe it was a shadow.
Maybe I just Googled Andy Cohen neck.
Yeah, I did that immediately.
Do people already do stuff about it? Do they already say
no.
things?
Nope. And the thing is when you Google that, you find other things about how he had, he did have a malignancy removed from his head at one point, or his lip, and Kelly Ripa made him go to the doctor.
Oh, wow.
I'm sending Dawn this.
Oh, I see. Yeah, there's a...
If you zoom in, there's like a bump, there's like a... It looks like there was a procedure or something. Anyway, that's what I saw, so...
Okay.
Just... Jeez Louise. I still have to go to the doctor for my head pressure, my left eye head pressure.
Oh, come on, not yet? You haven't?
No, it's tough. You know, here's the bummer.
I think it's allergies, Steve.
I hope so.
I mean, I'm not trying to diagnose you, but
I would love it if it was. You know, I do also have, I have like neck and shoulder pain, so it could be just from exercising too. Maybe, yeah, it could be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of schmutz going on in my face.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of pressure, and then my eye gets blurry because, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's going.
Oh, my God, I'm sure people are just loving this conversation. Anyway, I don't know what was up with them talking to the third baseman. Maybe they thought they had to do something crafty, you know, because of the pandemic and the fake crowd noise and all that stuff.
They were struggling to find some content and things to say.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. So,
yeah.
Can they talk to any? I wonder if they can talk to any of the players at any time and go, let's see how Bill's doing out there. And,
honestly.
I don't think so. Well, he looks a little bored.
I think he was hooked up. And then after that inning, he, took the unplugged.
Okay,
the so ear thingies.
It wasn't any of them. You didn't think that.
They could I talk think to. They just did some weird thing. They That's I peaced out after that. I was like, okay, I'm not watching this. Why am I watching this? I'm not even paying attention.
Why
to
am
score.
I watching the ball game?
Yeah. Okay. Why can't I say ball game?
When you say the ball game, it just makes it sound like there's only one game on. Like you're in old timey town where it's like if you're watching a game, you only get access to that one game. It's probably the World Series. Yeah, so I'm watching a ball game. Oh, was you?
I know. You, what know, happened? You go to a bar or a restaurant. You're like, hey, can you put on the ball game?
Do you say that just as a power play, just so that they turn a channel? Anyone will do. I don't care.
Well, am I supposed to say the game, or do I have to say the?
You'd want to say Reds like, hey, game. Can you put on the Vikings game?
Okay.
Yeah, you don't just say, can you put on the ball game? They'll be like, hey, old-timey lady, football. You don't get the audition here.
I'm learning new things every day.
Oh, I just did a very bad thing. I heard the dog whining, there's the baby, and then I was like, oh, get the dog, I'll just hold the dog for a little bit. It's in my room right now, and it's about to start biting on wire. So I'm going to handle that real quick,
okay,
and then let's do some music news.
Okay, we got some music news. We got a new song from Bon Jovi. We've got Miley covering Blondie. We've got Bieber and Chance the Rapper. So much to get to. Coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1.